Okay, last time you visited a doctor, you may have seen somebody enter your information directly into a computer instead of on paper. Many doctors have computerized their records, and the federal government wants to see more of that. The Department of Veterans Affairs is already there. Millions of vets already have their records online. Amy Standen of our member station KQED says that information could become raw material for medical research.
What haunts Carl Schuller about his two tours in Iraq is the fact that he came out of them largely unscathed. This was not the case for his best friend, who was badly injured when his truck was hit by a roadside bomb.
You start thinking about, well, how fair is that? You know, here's my best friend. This is how he ends up, you know, 80% burns. Two members in the vehicle were killed, and here I am in a similar situation, and all of us ended up being okay. I mean, it's a tough thing to deal with.
Back in the States, Schuller has struggled with problems that will sound familiar to a lot of vets. He's had to tame his road rage, and sometimes he can be a bit withdrawn. What's gotten him through all of this is helping other returning soldiers. He's a counselor for vets who are having financial problems. And it was that same impulse to help vets that brought him to a VA medical center in Palo Alto, California, on a recent morning.
And last name, sir?
Schuller, S-C-H.
Schuller came to take part in something called the Million Veterans Program, or MVP. The idea is to build a huge database with both medical histories and blood samples from a million U.S. veterans. What makes this possible is that the VA has been keeping computerized medical records for more than two decades. Dr. Jennifer Hoblin specializes in mental illness at the VA Palo Alto.
Not only do we have all their clinical records, laboratory, vital signs, pharmacy database, we have annual assessments that we would do that we can track people, assessments of depression, PTSD, suicide screening, alcohol and substances, traumatic brain injury.
The VA will remove the names so the data is anonymous. Then they'll pair the records with blood samples from a million U.S. vets. If they succeed, it will be the biggest medical database in the world.
This is actually a good thing all around as far as I'm concerned.
Robert Hyatt is an epidemiologist at the University of California, San Francisco. He says when he was starting out in this field, he'd send data collectors with clipboards from doctor's office to doctor's office, pulling folders out of shelves and manually tallying up the numbers. But as this research has grown more sophisticated, scientists like Hyatt need far more data. Instead of hundreds of cases to compare, they now want thousands.
Big numbers are important because the effects are small. And in order to detect small effects and to have some confidence in them, you need large numbers.
At the VA, a major focus of research is on post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, which is relatively common but hard to predict. Some soldiers suffer terribly. Others don't. To know why, you'd need to look for patterns across large numbers of veterans. Joel Coopersmith directs research for the Veterans Health Administration.
We'll look at patients with PTSD and patients who don't have PTSD. And then try to look at their genes and see if there's a gene that's there in the patients with PTSD that isn't in the patients who don't have it.
The answers most likely won't just be in the DNA. They'll have to do with complicated interactions of genes and environmental factors like diet or where you come from.
Nice to meet you, too. Go ahead and have a seat.
Okay. Oops.
Recently, the Million Veteran Program signed on its 10,000th participant. Clinics like the one in Palo Alto are stepping up their recruitment efforts.
I'm just going to feel a little poke.
Staff here say the number one concern they hear is about privacy, whether the information will make its way to employers or insurers. That means reassuring thousands of vets that the data cannot be connected with their names.
Nice and easy.
Carl Schuller says he knows that taking part in this program isn't likely to improve his own health or even that of the soldiers that he served with, but he considers it an extension of his work to help other vets.
This was just another piece to that puzzle.
A way to continue his service, even now that he's back home. For NPR News, I'm Amy Standen in San Francisco.